example, we have volunteers from Wells Fargo, BB&T, R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. We also have here on the campus of Winston-Salem State, the accounting division is involved in helping to do taxes. Students at Wake in both the law school and their accounting program for CypTech and Salem College. So it's a learning lab for the students to have an opportunity to participate in doing the taxes and understanding all of the tax prep. So it's a good thing in terms of extending volunteers.
That is a really impressive list of volunteers, organizations that you have.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, when, okay, to be honest with you, when you said volunteers were being prepared, I thought, okay, I can volunteer. I can just come in and I'll learn about this and I'll help people with their taxes, which is, would not be a good idea.
No. So,
you've got some really, really highly trained individuals who are certified in this program.
Absolutely. I mentioned that we start in September trying to recruit volunteers. There's also coursework done with our professional staff. Shirley Abdullah is the director of our tax program, along with Dolores McCullen. She is the other staff person that's involved. So there's training that takes place offline when it's not tax season, in concert with recruiting, and we give talks in churches and civic organizations about how you can be engaged as a volunteer with our tax program.
So obviously we are in the thick of it now.
We are.
Yes, so no more volunteers are needed because everybody's been trained and ready to go.
You know, I never will say no more volunteers are needed. We have a core nucleus of volunteers, about 65. It will continue to swell as we use volunteers in a variety of ways. What we're preparing for now, as of today, we will be opening 9 locations in the city where you can come out. That's on purpose, so that wherever you're located in the city, you will have an opportunity to go to a place near you to get your taxes done.
So you're making it free, and by free, we don't mean no value. Huge value. So you're providing this service at no cost and in a bunch of locations around town.
We actually save the community money, and a person saves money as it relates to what you might would spend at some locations to get your taxes done. The average cost to get your taxes done is about $300, and you can come to our location and have your taxes done for free. And if you think about, the average return is anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000, depending on what your dependents are within the household. But we're able to use, a person can use those dollars to certainly to go shopping within the community if that's their choice, but oftentimes while they're getting their taxes done, and if we see that they're getting a large refund, we encourage people to pay down debt, certainly set aside some monies for savings. So as a part of the conversation that we have when you're getting your taxes done with us is to be frugal with your dollars and use them effectively.
We're talking with Tawana Cash Wellman Roebuck. Did I get the name right?
You got all those names.
Want to be respectful. And you have many names and you wear many, many hats at Experiment and Self-Reliance as their executive director.
Thank you.
Cheerleader.
Advocate, those things.
Yeah. And you all have moved. Well, it's been a while. You're in a beautiful location. Not that there was anything wrong with the other location, historic, but there have been a lot of changes while you've been at the helm of ESR.
Yes, there have been some changes. I've been there 20 years. Jim is teasing me with all the names. Most people in the community from my United Way career days know me as Tawana Wellman. Mm-hmm. I remarried over the years, and so my name is Tawana Roebuck. I'm very proud. I still answer to all of those names. But in the 20 years that I've been there, we've seen some transition with the organization, both around funding as it relates to the trends that many of nonprofits in the community are facing related to funding. We've added several new programs. In fact, the tax program is one of those programs that we started, as I mentioned, in the 90s. Our first-time homeowners program, we refer to it as IDA, stands for Individual Development Account. It's a wonderful program that we partner with many agencies in the community that provide first-time homeownership, such as the Housing Authority, Habitat, the city, the county have first-time homeownership. The piece that we have with that relates to aiding an individual in understanding how to keep their home. It's a 10-month process, and so there are various training classes. I love the one called The Psychology of Money. the psychology of money is how we spend monies and why we spend monies a certain way. And so in that particular program, a person understands the importance of savings. They open a savings account, and that goes towards their down payment with their home, and we're able to match those dollars. So actually, the IDA program and the tax program are the two programs that we brought online in the 90s. A lot of people still remember us. We started in 1964 with our emergency assistance programs and a lot of the outreach programs that we have.
So the organization has grown. It's become much more sophisticated and much stronger in the way that it can provide services to the community. And we were talking about people who qualify for this program that you're doing with Forsyth Free Tax. That's a very generous population because you're not dealing with one small segment. It's pretty big, the people who qualify for this free service.
Yes, it's pretty big. Victoria Von Dolan is with us today. Perhaps she can tell us what the requirements are in terms of the average salary and income for our household so that people can participate in our program as well.
Victoria, welcome. Glad you're here. And thank you for listening while we were carrying on our conversation because Tuan and I have, of course, known each other for a long time. And I know your husband, Bobby, who's a great photographer as well.
Thank you.
So we'll just call you Tuana Roebuck. How about that?
I think he would appreciate that.
Victoria Von Dolan with ESR, we experiment in self-reliance. What is your role in the organization before you start talking about qualifications for this particular service that you all provide?
So my role is development, and agency relations manager. So I plan events and do fundraising, communications, marketing, that sort of thing.
That's a lot of hats, too. People who are interested in taking part in this program, who qualifies?
So if you would like to go to one of our sites, we have 9 sites throughout Forsyth County. The income limit for that is $54,000 and below. So if your household income is $54,000 and below, you can have your taxes filed for free at one of our 9 sites. Also, you can file your own taxes online for free if you make $66,000 and below. And for that, you can go to www.eisr.org, or you can go to forsythfreetax.org, and you can find the information about our different tax sites and also how to file your taxes for free online.
Now, Victoria, we have posted the sites on our Facebook page, and also we've posted them previously online as well. But give us some of those sites, because as Tuana mentioned, they are quite varied, and you've got many sites around the community.
So we have a tax site at ESR. There is also a tax site at the Prosperity Center on Walltown Street, Goodwill Industries on University Parkway. Tomorrow, the tax site will be opening at Forsyth County Central Library downtown.
That place is gorgeous. Have you toured that place lately? I haven't been in a
long time. I have. I was there for the opening. I mean, you know what? The county, the city is so proud of that facility, and we are as well. It's a phenomenal space.
It's a phenomenal space, and it's a welcoming space. But I digress. We're talking about ESR's Forsyth Free Tax Service and the Central Library being one of those locations. Victoria, what are some of the other locations?
Also, King Public Library, Forsyth County Health Department, Walnut Cove Senior Center, Mikasa, make sure I get all of them. And I think that's it. And they have various hours, which you can find on our website or on your Facebook page.
Now, we've talked about the program. We've talked about the sites, and we've talked about people who are eligible. But what's the next step? Someone who's listening to this says, well, I certainly qualify, and I think just about everybody in our community actually qualifies. What's the next step? Walk in, make an appointment, what?
Actually, the next step is I really would encourage everyone to go to our website to make sure that they are familiar with the hours, because the hours do vary at the different locations. It is a walk-in. You don't necessarily have to have an appointment. I do want to encourage people that if they're interested in coming to Experiment in Self-Reliance, known in the community as ESR, we have moved over the last few years. We're located on 3480 Dominion Street, which is right off our Akron Drive. So that's a great site for you to go to. On purpose, Jim, we have locations near bus stops so that it's convenient for your path as you're going.
Yeah.
The Goodwill location off of University is a wonderful site for people to go to in terms of accessibility. Also on Walltown at the Prosperity Center. One that we're also very proud of is the Goodwill on Peters Creek. Mm-hmm. We have individuals that are Spanish-speaking, so that if a person needs to go and need to be bilingual, that is a wonderful site. And the Goodwill location at Peters Creek could help individuals there. So we're really excited. I keep saying the word individuals. Couples certainly are invited to come and utilize our service. I think the thing to do is to go on our website because the hours do vary. For example, at ESR on Dominion Street, Monday through Friday, we're open there from 9 to 4. Also, the Goodwill on University, that particular location on Wednesdays and Thursdays is open to 4 to 8. And I bring that up because there are some sites that people have favor in terms of wanting to go to their favorite location. And if that's your intent, I would encourage you to be prepared to wait a little bit because there are lots of people that do have certain locations that they get excited about going to, as well as there are volunteers that are at the particular sites that they've grown accustomed to working with each year. So I want to encourage people to come with a little patience. The minute you say something is free, that does mean that people come out and there is a bit of a wait, but we encourage people to come out and utilize the service. Jim, I want to tell you, we're doing something different this year in terms of, as I talk about the wait, I want to let all of our listeners with WSNC know that there's possibilities for you. For example, if you want to file your own taxes online, that's a possibility for you. That means that you can go on our site, www.forsythefreetax.org. There you can download some information and you can e-file both your federal and state taxes. So that's a possibility for you if waiting is not an option for you. Yes. And so also we have locations where you can file your own taxes with an expert being present for you. We've got some terminals that you can go to a particular computer. It's downloaded with the software. You can do your own taxes. There's people present if you can ask questions. We've also added something new where we're calling it like a drop-off site. At our location at 3480 Dominion Street, you can bring your tax information to that site. A greeter will greet you, receive your information. You can step away, come back, and they'll call you within like 2 days for questions and so forth. And you don't even have to sit there and wait.
That is phenomenal.
Yes, you can use these opportunities to get your taxes done without the wait.
We're talking with Tawana Roebuck from ESR, and also Victoria Van Dolen, who is also with ESR, who does development and promotions and all that sort of thing for the organization. And we're talking about the Forsyth Free Tax Service. It's a program of experiment and self-reliance, and they offer IRS-certified volunteers to give you professional tax advice and help you help you prepare your taxes. And also, you can follow them online yourself.
Yes.
At no charge. At a variety of different locations. And we talked about the fact that you're pretty generous in the household income level for preparing these taxes. So you're reaching a huge population, 9 locations around the city and the county. And so many volunteers. This is a huge undertaking. So how many do you expect to serve?
You know, last year we served over 4,500 people. We did taxes for 4,500 folk here in Winston-Salem. Yeah. So, I mean, that is just really phenomenal by itself. People just think, you know, we're just doing a handful. That is not the case. A lot of taxes are done, you know, in our various locations. Jim, if you'll allow me, I do want to tell everybody to come prepared, you know, so that you don't have to go back home and get your stuff. So you really really need to come in prepared. You need a picture ID when you walk in the door. We have a greeter that will greet you, but we also, that person's responsibility is to make sure you've got all the documents that you need to get your taxes done. So a picture ID, a Social Security card, or an individual tax identification number is a must-have for yourself and each dependent you're claiming. So with the children that you're claiming within your household, you need their Social Security numbers as well. So, you know, come prepared for your taxes, certainly having your W-2 or your 1099 or your employee ID. So those are information. And, Jim, you'd be surprised. Sometimes people just don't have all the stuff they need.
Well, yeah. You know, to begin with, you don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
And also, there's probably stuff everywhere because most of us, you know, just put it somewhere. And the other thing is we are who we are. We're human beings. And we make mistakes and we forget things. But once again, you've made it easy because you've got a checklist.
We've got a checklist, indeed. We have flyers and information at all of the libraries, at the recreation centers. You'll find posters, for example, on Carver Road and the Carl Russell Center. We've got one of our posters there for our taxes. So wherever you are, we've got information at the transit center. There's information there on where you can go. So that's where you can find information about our tax locations. We've tried to be centralized, again, so that you are, for example, if you're at the health department happens to be one of our locations, and that's a site that you can go and get your taxes done as well. The health department is on Tuesdays and from 11 to 2. And so that's a location if you happen to be in there to visit a doctor or a nurse or whatever. So that's one of the spaces that you can pop in.
Victoria Von Dolan, who is with Experiment and Self-Reliance, a project like this must be great for your fundraising and for your public awareness.
Yes, absolutely. We have lots of support around this program, lots of partners who help make it happen, and funders as well. So it really takes everybody to get this program going.
And as you speak about funders, we certainly want to thank United Way, the county, the city, BB&T, and Wells Fargo are our lead donors for this particular project. Those monies go toward helping us to set up the sites. And what that means is there's software that is downloaded on the various computers. We have a site coordinator at each one of those locations. So sometimes there's a stipend for those individuals to help us with that effort. We also have two full-time staff individuals that are on our team. So the monies is necessary to really keep the program going and to keep it whole. It's a vision that Experiment and Self-Reliance has to make sure that we have an opportunity for growth. In the future, we want to be able to grow the program, but at the same time, we want to understand our capacity to be able to reach the public and properly serve the public. So dollars are always needed on an ongoing basis to help us make sure our programs are strong.
And the programs such as yours that have remained strong and have remained in business to serve over the period that you all have been serving, you all have really had to do a lot of hustling, and I mean that in a positive way, to keep up with the changing economic climate, the changing role that businesses and organizations play in supporting your organization and other nonprofit organizations. It has not been a cakewalk.
It has not been. As we mentioned earlier, we've been open since 1964. And when you talk about trends, the trend analysis associated with, you know, those that are in poverty, struggle with employment, transportation. We talk a lot about food deserts. Those are important aspects to make sure that a family or an individual or a child is made whole in their family structure so that they can also grow as individuals. The programs that we have align with the poverty studies that have come out of Forsyth Futures, as well as in concert with the mayor's vision around poverty and making a difference in a family household structure. I do want to share with you that we are aligning with the school system at four of our locations. I think it's referred in the school system as priority schools. And we now have, we call our caseworkers success coaches that work in concert with the families. We now have caseworkers at Easton, Petrie, Ashley, Forest Park, our four locations in the city, wherein we have caseworkers that are there working with families within those elementary schools. And so we are aligning with the vision to aid students in learning and understanding academically around reading and math. And we're working with the families to understand the importance of housing stability and keeping your child stable in one setting as long as it's possible, so that child can stay within the same school so they can be successful long term.
Tawana Cashwellman Roebuck and Victoria Van Dolan, in talking with you and listening to you about the programs that you offer and the individuals that you have, volunteers who come into ESR and do the great work of volunteers, you all are really about community building.
We are. We're really about community building. When you have a stable family, you have a stable community. In our home ownership, we have found that when people become homeowners, they take pride in their home, but not only just their home, but their neighborhood, and making sure that, you know, it looks good. It's a place where there's nonviolence in terms of people coming into their street, doing some of the wrong things that would jeopardize the family structure. So that is one of the things that we certainly embrace, is the importance of a family and growing Winston-Salem as a whole and as a community.
From the to the young men and women that work with you at ESR, you work with a variety of age groups, and I say that because it's really brilliant to see young people, young women like Victoria, as part of your organization that has been in business for such a long time, and they come in and they get it and they see the needs and they see the services that ESR can provide, and you bring in all this fresh blood and fresh ideas. That's smart.
This is true. You know, this is the age of our millennials. Mm-hmm. And so I tend to embrace the concept and the ideas that they bring to the table, both around technology, innovative thoughts. The fact that, you know, Innovation Quarters has been such a mainstay in health sciences here with Winston-Salem State, partnering with Wake. We, too, have partnerships both with Winston-Salem State and Wake. We have a number of interns and volunteers, AmeriCorps, people that are a part of our fold that aid us in doing some outreach in the neighborhoods, in concert with United Way's vision around Place Matters and bringing services to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We actually provide services, for example, off of in Ladere Crest neighborhood. We actually have services right there in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. In our self-sufficiency program, we encourage people to really look at going back to school as a possibility. It's something that we will assist people in. It is income-based, so by all means, go online and learn more about us on www.eisr.org. And so in that particular program, a person perhaps could work in concert with us with Goodwill, and you're getting a CNA license or getting a truck driver's license to be able to advance your income. We also have housing services. We work in concert with Samaritan Ministries, Bethesda Center, and aiding people that are homeless to really become whole. We say we have a program from home ownership, from homelessness to home ownership, is the program that we have at ESR.
ESR, the Experience and Self-Reliance, the program that we're talking about in particular is Forsyth Free Tax. And the way this program is set up, it really does show the brilliance of the services that ESR provides, because there's one easy button after another in this this project, because first of all, there's no charge. Second of all, you're bringing all these wonderful volunteers in to talk with people and help them with their tax preparation. You've got all this wonderful information online so that you don't forget what you need. You've got convenient locations everywhere. And you don't even have to go in. You can do it online.
That's right.
So you know, bravo for making this process so much easier.
Great.
For the community.
I wanted to thank WSNC and Winston-Salem State and 90.5 for including ESR, Experiment and Self-Reliance, in the process of delivering the message out to the public. This morning, I hope that as people are driving in to work, they can hear us and know that if you're driving, you can't make that note as you're driving. But think about, you know, we're in the phone book. We're easy to find in Google on your cell phone. ESR is one of those services that's there for you, our public.
And you have been here for a while, and the door is always open.
Yes.
So whenever you have something you want to talk about, Victoria, just call us up or shoot us an email message, because you all have a lot of fascinating programs that you're doing within the community. And one of the things you've got coming up is a fun drive.
Yes, I'm excited. We have something called Winter Wonderland. It's an event that's going to be held on February the 18th. From 4 to 7. It's a 4 to 7, yes. It's a Sunday afternoon at Innovation Quarters, the corner of 5th and Patterson Avenue. It's a great opportunity. It's one of those fundraisers. It's our signature event.
Wow.
Wherein we are able to raise dollars to benefit the programs and services that we have. So it's a Sweethearts Weekend. It's on the back end of February the 14th, which is Valentine. Bring your date out to our wonderful event. We are featuring Envisions. Boy, we're going to have a party. Envisions is our guest performing group for that afternoon, as well as Golden Corral is the catering service. So come out, have fun. Auctions. People are known for our silent auctions. So we come in, you can get your church hat, or you can get your Mary Kay products. So we're excited about that. Winston-Salem State has been a generous donor in providing us tickets. So that will be an opportunity for people to potentially bid during the silent auction. But come out and help us be successful. It's on February the 18th. Go on our website, www.eisr.org. You can purchase tickets or a table. The cost for the tickets is $75 per person. A table is $600. So we're hoping that people will get excited to come out and have fun, fellowship, dance the evening away.
Congratulations on another exciting project. And we're going to talk more about that. We'll post it on our Facebook page and website as well. Victoria Von Dolan and Tawana Cashwoman Roebuck of Experiment in Self-Reliance. Thank you for coming.
Thank you
for all the great work that you do. And we're excited about this project that you're doing, the fundraiser down at Innovation Quarter.
Yes.
Eric Tomlinson, I guess, will be there
to
host for you.
Yes, he will be. He is funny.
Very funny man. Yeah. Terrific guy. Great work that they're doing over there.
Yes.
You're listening to 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem, your genuine jazz station from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Democracy Now! You're listening to Morning Jazz. I'm Jim Steele. Great being with you this morning for a conversation with Tawana Cashwoman Roebuck and Victoria Von Dolan about the great projects that are going on at ESR, Experiment in Self-Reliance. You're listening to Morning Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC.
What is Africa? What is the diaspora? How does culture, race, and class intersect to create identities? Who is African? Who can be African? Who are people of African descent? What are the contributions of Africa to the world? Africa World Now Project is a program that will seek to answer these and other complex questions. I am your host and producer, James Pope. Africa World Now Project Collective consists of international media journalist, producer, and activist Muiza Muntali, and Africa World Now Project media correspondent Funa Ngunda. I look forward to spending each week bringing you content from and about the African world that you will not hear anywhere else.
Wednesday at 8 on 90.5 WSNC.
Thank you.
90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Did Daniel Ellsberg work alone? Was he working with some other people? Was it part of a conspiracy?
A decades-old mystery behind who helped Daniel Ellsberg leak the Pentagon Papers has been partially solved. A man who once went by the codename Mr. Boston comes out of the shadows to admit he clandestinely aided Ellsberg in distributing pages of the top-secret history of the Vietnam War to newspapers across the country.
The strategy was simply to go from public telephone to public telephone, never using the same one, and moving, you know, in the Boston area, the Cambridge area, many little cities.